And with that, let's get to our feature, and it concerns a show that is coming to Sister Bar in Albuquerque on Monday, the 23rd. Big Thief, the big type band, but AJ Woods among their openers. Also, the band we're about to meet, the Time Wreckers, something of a veteran group. Marty Allen Smith brought them and a special friend into the studio to play a little bit, to talk a little bit, preview that show and some new projects. May have time for a little AJ Woods before we're all done, but let's start it off by hearing something from what the Time Wreckers are calling their demo tape and the song Son of Ours, right here on Ear to the Ground.
Marty Adam Smith in the studio with local alt country outfit, the Time Wreckers. Thanks for coming in, y'all.
Hello. Hey.
Thanks for having us.
How's it going?
Thanks for having us, Marty.
Yeah, can you give us a sound off with your name and what instrument you play?
Yeah, I'm Lynn, and I'm backup vocals and keys.
I'm Dustin, and I play the bass guitar. I'm Austin. I play guitar and sing.
I'm Zach. I play the drums.
And then we have Alec, who also plays electric guitar.
Very cool. So I had a question from August March, the Weekly Alibis music reviewer. Why do you guys go by the Time Wreckers?
So I chose the name the Time Wreckers, and it has to do with a couple things. I think time-based arts like music are really interesting to experience, and especially in a live setting, because they mess with your experience of time. You know, time can seem to go faster or slower depending on your involvement. So I think that's a good thing to bring to mind. And there's also a strain of cannabis called Time Wreck that's one of my favorite of all time. So just thought of it a nice way to pay tribute, and it just kind of like sounds memorable, I think. Time Wreckers.
Yeah, it just sounds cool.
Yeah, it does sound cool. I'll definitely give you that.
It's easy to tell people your band name and they remember it, which I've almost never had that. It's very rare.
Mm. Yeah, true.
And speaking of memorable band names, what are some other local honky-tonk outfits in the past or present that have influenced you guys?
Oh, definitely Steve Hammond, who was involved with Leeches of Lore, as well as his own High Plains Grifters. And he was a vehicle for a lot of that music to come into my life and my scene, where we were doing mostly really loud experimental noise and rock music. Steve was into that stuff, but he also had all this honky-tonk knowledge and old country background, and just fused them together really beautifully.
All right.
For me, I grew up in Santa Fe, so you kind of can't avoid it there. It's very popular for as a tourist attraction. So, you know, we used to hang out downtown and stuff, and I'd go to shows, you know, I'd see punk rock shows or whatever, but I'd be wandering around downtown and see, like, just, you know, all kinds of basically pro musicians playing this kind of stuff. And there was a lot of that kind of stuff going around at the College of Santa Fe when I used to hang out there. So I kind of just got a lot of exposure to it. And even though I don't really listen to it, I, you know, ended up in this position.
Very cool. Yeah, for the Texan crowd up there in Santa Fe, right? There's a lot of visual arts made for them as well. So I've heard.
No experience with honky tonk at all.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a learning thing.
And what about as far as more folk inflected? Another question from August March. Do y'all have a favorite Neil Young album?
My favorite Neil Young album is Tonight's the Night. It's got some of my favorite of his tunes on it, including Albuquerque. Deals with a lot of deep themes that I think Neil Young was kind of like, it set him apart. And it also really displays his signature sound that brings that honky-tonk, country, soulful influence together with some grittier rock tones.
Right on. Great. And so the Time Wreckers have appeared live in studio here at KUNM in support of a show this upcoming Monday, April 23rd at 7 p.m. at Sister, the bar, which will be headlined by Big Thief and along with fellow local act AJ Woods.
Indeed, and we are so excited about that show. Big Thief is phenomenal. I mean, as live performers and as studio musicians. Musicians.
Magicians.
They really excel. They're great at what they do, and we're just really honored to be able to share the stage that night, and we happen to have a brand new 7-inch to share with everyone, so it makes it a really exciting occasion.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
when I get to know me. I was born a fire in my bowl. I have never put the whole tooth in my nose, but I could cruise comfortably. Knowing if I did, I could roll with it. Cause I just know something. Yeah, I just know some things. And yeah, I just know some things. When I get to know me, I am a hard candy, sweet as heck. If you bite me, honey, I'll buck, ain't it? Just my luck. Neither one of us could abide another hard life coming up. I mean, bootstraps and bears, lady luck. And we've all been talking life. We didn't know it would happen any time and again. That's why I'm screaming, heaven help me, I need speakerphone. Can't yell out enough to emulate the groans of our good mother. Earth's dying of a broken heart. Earth's dying of a broken heart.
So this song is inspired by the human cardiopulmonary system. It's called Bad Heart, inspired by true events. I've got a bad heart.
Bad heart.
It's falling way too far.
Too far.
My life's a golden arc, and I'm past the star. On my way down, I've got a bad heart.
Bad heart.
I've known it right from the start.
The start.
My brother. by the only measure I know. For my heart and spirit's feeding on the flesh of my own nose. I am charging toward being the very best with what I own. One fantastic amplifier and a head full of smoke. So what does it feel like to love me now? Can't stand how you talk me down like you're so sweet. But then what did you mean when you said won't be like that? Is there a different version? Can still be a man you trust. There's at least a couple more adventures left for us. Where I don't wanna hate someone I used to trust. I thought there was a special thing with us. I mean, I guess that December was a really tough month, but I'm still singing your song. Soon it will. Trucker you met. Call me up. Tell me about the weather. I don't believe you. Call me up. Put me on your speed dial. And then you ask me why they call it. Cold, it's bad news, feeling good. All got a direction, we gotta get a hold on all of them.
Adam Smith in the studio with Alibi music critic August March. How you doing this evening, August?
I'm doing pretty good, thanks. Yeah. Good evening here in Albuquerque.
Really glad to have you.
Thanks.
So your review of the Time Wreckers' newest release caught my attention when it came out in the Alibi. What do you think of this local act?
I'm really impressed with it. You know, I just listened to some of their work in the studio, and I'm really impressed by the musicality. My wife was there too, and we talked a lot about this thing that is always on the periphery in Albuquerque, which is like this huge country western influence. Mm-hmm. And for me, like, one of the big things about the Time Records, they're to me one of the first bands here in Albuquerque that I can say it shows the direct influence of Steve Hammond, the dude from Leeches of Lore, longtime music fixture, moved to the Midwest.
And they also had Noah Walters on this 7-inch that they're releasing.
Yeah, so I think Leeches of Lore, this huge amount of influence, because they introduced like forms, genres that I don't want to say had been overlooked by like the pop rock sort of scene or the rock scene in general, but maybe hadn't really been explored like they should have been. And the amazing thing with Hammond was, and Leeches and Noah, is like these incredible musicians, still relatively young, you know, in my age group, have left this huge legacy that now other bands in Albuquerque are picking up and showing facility with. That, to me, that really rocks. And excuse me, I know you have to bleep that out, but, you know, that's impressive.
Yeah.
And I remember one of the last gigs I saw Leeches play, they played with the UNM Honky Tonk Ensemble, kind of a nod towards the real traditional forms that Steve knows about, Noah knows about, and we're busy turning on this whole huge music community. So now you get out of that the Time Wreckers, which I am, you know, I am impressed. And I feel like another good thing is some of the players in that also come from this sort of underground psychedelic rock scene here in Albuquerque that I've always maintained is like, that's the heart of the rock scene in Albuquerque. Those bands like Sundog and Holy Glories, Yes, with Eric Lasowski. Those are, to me, the direct descendants of bands like The Drags and Cracks in the Sidewalk, Ant Farmers, bands that really defined punk rock and post-punk in Albuquerque in the past generation. So it's great to see those players getting influenced by Hammond and his crew and then moving into this new sort of dark country rock. I mean, I hear a lot of different things going on, and I'm really, really pleased.
Yeah, for sure. And so the Time Wreckers will be appearing this upcoming Monday, April 23rd at 7 p.m. at Sister Bar, along with fellow local act A.J. Woods. And the headliner that evening is Big Thief.
A.J. Woods I know about because I feel like he's one of another subset that's become more and more included in the local scene of musicians who have a kind of avant-garde, postmodernist bent. And I know AJ just opened a show a couple weekends ago for A Hawk and a Hacksaw.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the group I'm talking about, like the Deerhoof, John Dietrich people that live and work here in Albuquerque, AJ Woods, and are producing this noisy, very eclectic, very informed by microtones and world music kind of rock that has been happening on the periphery, but it's getting more and more close to popular expression. I mean, AJ Woods' sister, to me, that's a big deal.
Thanks so much for coming in this evening, August.
Well, thank you, and keep reading Weekly Alibi. We've got a thing called Sonic Reducer where we review local releases and only local releases. Send them to us at Weekly Alibi, and we'll take a listen.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
And thank you so much, Marty Allen Smith, August March. Thank you to Ramon Garcia for engineering that special session with the Time Wreckers. One more time, Time Wreckers will be in performance. That big show is coming up on Monday the 23rd at Sister Bar, Big Thief, the Time Wreckers, and AJ Woods.